What's going on, Restaurant Report listeners? It's Mike coming at you with part two of the five-part series where I'm answering questions from Blue Light Media. Again, Blue Light Media is absolutely fantastic, wonderful people over there. Go check them out. I had their website wrong. It's actually bluelight.media, and you can find them on Instagram at bluelightoc. Anyway, so breaking things down into question number two of the five questions that they posed me, the second question was, how can a restaurant go from offering a deal for the first visit to a customer paying full price? How do you transition from a deal on your first visit to somebody paying first price, full price? And, you know, I am notoriously not a fan of coupons, of you know, deals like that. And, you know, especially the Groupons and the restaurant.coms. And the main reason being because when you're looking at growing, the majority of your attention and the majority of your goal for growth should be long-term guests. People who are loyal guests, people who are not necessarily just looking for the best deal in town, because they're going to continue to look. They're going to continue to find the best deal. So what you're looking at when you go to something like restaurant.com or Groupon is a hope and a prayer. You're hoping that somebody is going to come along and fall in love with your restaurant after getting this deal. And then they will be, you've done a good enough job that they will be lifelong guests. And it's a great love story. It sounds like a Hollywood ending. But the reality of it is that's not entirely the way it works. Most people aren't looking on Groupon or restaurant.com for their next favorite restaurant. They're looking for a place to try for a great deal and then move on to the next one to try for a great deal. So it's difficult. It's tough. You know, I don't think that those Groupons and restaurant.com deals deliver for independent restaurants in the long term, because basically, you know, you're getting people in for nothing when you account for the costs that are associated with those deals that you have to put out there. You know, you're really getting nothing for the guests that come in. So the reason why I look at that from that standpoint is, you know, because you still need to be profitable. And if these people aren't coming back, then they're not going to be profitable. So when you're talking 5 to 10 cents on the dollar or what you're making, and, you know, you start to give that away in Groupon and restaurant.com, you're running into problems. So if a restaurant does decide to run a promotion to get guests in the door, you know, you need to do it in a way that's going to tell your story, in a way that your new guests are going to have an idea of what your identity is. And that's not just a, you know, $7.99 steak. You know, that can be anywhere. How does that $7.99 steak relate to who you are? Maybe it's a special. Maybe you're doing a seasonal special and you want to highlight something that shows a guest who you truly are and tells your story in a way that is just different in a way that is compelling, as opposed to the other $7.99 steak that's down the road, or you know, $8.50 steak that's down the road, and now you're going to get me the choice because you're 50 cents less. So if you run a promotion, do it in a way that's going to connect with the guest, whatever that is. And if you go back and listen to the first episode of this five-part series, then you'll understand a little bit more of what I mean on, you know, you tell your story a little bit, you get them intrigued by your restaurant, And then you get in there and you really deliver on hospitality, and you really deliver on saying, hey, this is what sets us apart from who we are and who the place is down the road. You know, this is my story. This is not just, a restaurant. This is who we are as a restaurant. And that emotional connection is really what brings people back. When they understand they're part of a story, they can see the story and really understand it, interact with it. For those of you who may be new to this podcast, I like to record podcasts while drinking coffee. So every once in a while, you'll hear me pause to enjoy a sip of, today it's an Americano. So here's what it comes down to. Quality food and beverage and genuine hospitality. You can set the deal. You can set the deal in place. You can put your cards on the table. You can gamble and you can say, here's the deal. I'm going to make next to $0 on this, next to 0 cents even on this deal. But I'm going to bank on the fact that I have a quality menu, that I have a quality beverage program, and that I can offer genuine hospitality. You know, these are the variables. Anyone can offer a buy one, get one free, or anyone can offer a Groupon. But creating a guest who is loyal to the brand instead of the deal, that's what's going to get people coming back. excuse me. You know, once you start rolling out coupons, then you become reliant on that deal cycle. And what I mean by that is, if you have a sales boost this year because of a coupon or a Groupon, you're going to be combating against that next year when you're comparing your year-over-year sales, which, by the way, is, I hope, something that you do. Please tell me that you do that. If you don't, message me and ask me how, and I will show you, and I will show you for free and tell you why it's important for free. But this is about deals. But you don't want to get caught in that deal cycle. It's just going to happen over and over and over again. And you're just going to have to figure out how to beat your sales from last year with a better deal. So, staying away from that is what I think is crucial. Another thing is, again, just looking back and saying, and don't get me wrong, restaurants, I'm not talking about something like sign up for our email club and get a free appetizer. I'm not talking about that at all. That's not what I mean by a deal. I mean something like come in with this coupon, you've got the Groupon, you got the restaurant.com gift card, those things. Specifically, those are the things that I'm talking about, not your email club. Because typically, if someone's signing up for their email club, they've never been there. And, they've already signed it. They've already looked it up. They've already so on and so forth. They know your business a little bit. Groupon and restaurant.com, they're finding you, but they're finding you because of the deal. So move on from that. Offer a free appetizer for signing up for an email club. Great. You want them in that funnel. I think that is a great funnel. It's important. Not everyone loves email marketing. Fine. Whatever it is, maybe even social media, they're attached to your social media in one way or another that you want to make that offer, it's a giveaway. But the point is, it's not just trying to get them in the door and it's not giving away the house. If you do an appetizer or you do a free dessert, most of the time your cost, your margins are pretty good. And, you can give that away for free without taking a big hit. An entree, buy one, get one entree, typically it's a little bit harder to do that. So give them a reason. Give them a specific reason. They love your story. They love your location. They love, just something about your menu that is unique, that creates that emotional connection. And then avoid the reliance of the deal cycle, the coupon promos. Get out of it, because it's going to give you a false sense of what's actually going on. It's going to give you a boost in sales, but not a boost in profits. Just because you have sales, you're spinning your wheel for a lot of reasons. And one of the main reasons is not the bottom line. You want to be spinning that wheel as much as possible for the bottom line. That's my take on how a restaurant can go from offering a deal on the first visit to paying a guest paying full price. You can do it, but you have to deliver on quality food and beverage and genuine hospitality. Listen to episode one. It can give you some ideas. If you feel like you have to run these deals, you have to get people in the door, I'm not telling you not to. You know your business better than I do. But if you're going to do it, then you need to maximize their potential to come back. You have to maximize the potential to come back. Throwing out a great deal and throwing the ball out on the court is not going to accomplish that. Quality food and beverage and genuine hospitality. Thank you again to Blue Light Media. This is not an ad for them. I just think those are really great people. They asked me a few questions that I wanted to answer. They are a great marketing firm, pretty much one-stop shop for their marketing. So major props to them for the business that they're building and the work that they do. Again, go check them out, bluelight.media, and on Instagram, bluelightoc. Stay tuned for part three. Let me see here. Part three that was asked was, what are three ways to improve a restaurant's culture? How can an owner / chef make a difference for their team? Fantastic question. I am super pumped up about this one. It's going to be I know that the answer is long because I've already answered it, but this one's near and dear to my heart. So I'm really looking forward to talking about it. If you have any input, thoughts, questions about that topic, what are the three ways to improve a restaurant's culture and how can an owner and chef make a difference for their team? Let me know what the questions are. Maybe I answer them in the article. Maybe there are questions that I didn't answer, but you want me to. I would be happy to do that. I look forward to talking to you soon.